Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. What's your focus today? Is your focus on problems? Is your focus on solutions to the problems you're facing? By the way, please notice I didn't say solutions to your problems. Don't take ownership of the problem, but do find a solution to the problems you're facing. Where will your focus be today? The Word of God suggests that our focus be on the Lord of our victory.
Hallelujah.
Please write down this next statement and get it deep inside of you. What you look at the longest will become the strongest in your life. Let me say that again. What you look at the longest will become the strongest in your life. If we concentrate too much on life's challenges, we'll fail. If we choose to look into the Word and listen to the Holy Spirit, we're certain to win. This choice, well, it's not an easy one, but it's worked throughout my lifetime and throughout recorded history.
Psalm 141, verse 8, in the Classic Amplified Bible. For my eyes are toward you, O God, the Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not pour out my life, nor leave me defenseless.
King David can teach us much about dealing with the cares of life. He experienced incredible turbulence in his life and amazingly profound victories. Let's look at the five keys to victorious living that can be found in Psalm 141, verses 1 through 3 and verse 8. Key number one, my eyes are upon you.
Psalm 141, verse 8 in the Message Bible begins, but God, dear Lord, I only have eyes for you.
The truth of the matter is this, if our eyes are on God, that's the only key we need to victorious living. When we focus on our Heavenly Father, obey His word, then we position ourselves for a journey down victory lane.
1 John 5, verse 4 in the Classic Amplified Bible. For everyone born of God is victorious and overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has conquered and overcome the world, our continuing, persistent faith in Jesus, the Son of God. Psalm 125, verse 15 says, my eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Notice my eyes are toward the Lord, not on my feet in the net.
Hallelujah. As you think about whatever problem you're facing today, write the problem out. Then write something like this. I have my focus on the Lord. According to his word, I can overcome this and any other problem. My solution is in the Word, which promises that I will be victorious because of my faith in Jesus. Once you've done that, then I want you to write problem solved right across the problem that you wrote down. Then ask God to reveal your next step. We can boldly proclaim our victory because our eyes are on Him.
Amen.
Key number two, do not leave me defenseless.
Psalm 141, verse 8 in the Classic Amplified Bible concludes by saying, in you I take refuge. Do not pour out my life, nor leave me defenseless.
As we read this verse, as you heard it, my mind, I don't know about you, my mind drifted to Psalm 6, verses 4 and 5 in the Message Bible.
It says, break in, God, and break up this fight. If you love me at all, get me out of here. I'm no good to you, Dad, am I?
You know, as I read that verse and then reread it, and honey, just heard you read it, God gave me 7 words that form a powerful question that he wants us to meditate on and answer. Here are those words. What good are you to me alive? Wow. What good are you to me alive? Yes. We're no good to God dead, but what good are we to him alive? Think about that. Are we fulfilling His purpose for our lives? Are we living the victorious life? Do we really know what His purpose is for our lives?
James 1, verse 5 in the New Living Translation says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking.
Key 3, when we call for help, He always answers. He always answers.
Psalm 141, verse 1 in the New Living Translation says, O Lord, I am calling to you. Please hurry. Listen when I cry to you for help.
It will probably come as no surprise to you that the Bible characters that we read about, they weren't perfect people.
They were just like us.
Just like us. They were busy living the lives that we really observe today, honey. Now, here's another shock. Many believers alive today, hear me now, live in greater revelation than then King David. The new covenant reveals that we don't have to wonder if God's listening. We know our Lord is as close to us as the words we speak. The heart of God, well, it's not moved by our need. The hand of God is moved to action by our faith. Yes, it is possible to talk about your problems too much with other people, but it is totally impossible to spend too much time talking to Jesus about your problems. Key number 4, offer consistent prayer with times of intense worship.
Psalm 141, verse 2 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Let my prayer be counted as incentive before you, the lifting up of my hands as the evening offering.
King David was making a bold declaration of faith. He was declaring that he would be consistent in prayer. He vowed that his intercession would rise to God as predictably as incense rose in the temple. David stated that his approach to the throne of grace would be as predictable as his hands rising during worship. Here's a question. Are we consistent in prayer? Or do we kind of roll prayer out like a spare tire when we have a flat? Prayer and praise should be offered to our Heavenly Father all the time, and not just when we have a flat or we're feeling down or out.
Ephesians 6, verse 18, in the Classic Amplified Bible, says this, with all prayer and petition, pray, with specific request at all times, on every occasion, and in every season, in the Spirit. And with this in view, stay alert with all perseverance and petition, interceding in prayer for all God's people.
Charles Spurgeon, the great English pastor, once said, I never pray for more than 5 minutes, but I never go more than 5 minutes without praying.
1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17 in the King James Version says, pray without ceasing. The New Living Translation of 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 says, never stop praying.
When we mix our prayer with praising His name, victorious living is on the horizon.
Hebrews 13, verse 15 in the Classic Amplified Bible. God-pleasing sacrifices. Through Him, therefore, let us at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify His name.
When are we to pray? At all times. When are we to praise Him? At all times. Key number 5. Watch your mouth.
Psalm 141, verse 3 in the Classic Amplified Bible begins by saying, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips to keep me from speaking thoughtlessly.
See, you thought I just made up watch your mouth, but that's what the scripture says.
That's it.
I like the Living Bible translation of that verse, honey. Psalm 141, 3. It says, help me, Lord, to keep my mouth shut and my lips sealed.
Sometimes I feel like that.
To live victoriously, there'll be times to talk and times to, as the verse says, keep our mouths shut. What should guide our conversation?
Ephesians 4, verse 29 in the Classic Amplified Bible offers this. Do not let unwholesome, foul, profane, worthless, vulgar words ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good for building up others, according to the need and the occasion, so that it will be a blessing to those who hear you speak.
You know, I'll be honest. I don't completely live my life. I don't completely live my life the way it's said in Ephesians 4:29. But I strive to be positive, encouraging, and uplifting with my words. While I do not use foul, profane, worthless, or vulgar words, not all my speech is always good for the building up of others. Truthfully, I strive toward that. It's my goal. Am I perfect doing it? Absolutely not. But I get better at it every day. When I find challenges that would keep me from victorious living, I speak words of faith so that I can move by faith. There's a real connection between moving by faith and speaking by faith,
which makes us need and want to do it more and more. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Yet we have the same spirit of faith as he had, who wrote in Scripture, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak.
If you want to experience victorious living, focus on these five keys. And come up with a confession, something like this. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that through and by the blood of Jesus, I rejoice that I can overcome every problem the world or the enemy throws my way. I thank you that I'm more than a conqueror. I praise you that you not only hear my prayers, but you answer them. All the days of my life, I will speak the pure, the powerful, and the positive from the Word of God, as I claim victory in every area of my life. And Lord, no matter how things look, I will walk by faith toward the victorious life. In the strong name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
I think the biggest thing is not to give up. When you make a mistake, you get up, you ask God to forgive you, and you keep going and put it in the rearview mirror and just keep pressing toward the mark of the place that you want to go.
Hallelujah. Victorious living is yours. But I will remind you that at the beginning of the call, we said that what you look at the longest,
amen,
will become the strongest in your life.
That's a great word.
Focus on the Word of God.
Amen.
Focus on ever-increasing faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go to heraldhearing.com. If you've been blessed by the teaching, up where it says sow a seed, double click and ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. It's all that we ever ask. Make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.